Okay. Hello, everybody. This is Vance Stevens in Abu Dhabi. I'm starting a Webheads in Action Sunday noon GMT regular meeting session where we're going to do some speed geeking. We're going to try out speed geeking today. We had four volunteers to give speed geeking sessions, and one actually came through. So we're very grateful to Teresa Almeida de Cha, who has agreed to give us a brief presentation on something about images. Well, I'll let her take over and explain what she's about to do. Thank you, Teresa.
Hello, everyone. It's nice to be here and to open this speed geeking session. I hope I get it right, but if I don't, we'll all learn for the following time. So let me just put this, start the web tour. And put the URL, and then let me know if you get a black page with a black background. I don't have mine. Okay. Anyway, I'll put it in the text chat area. Put the link in the. No, I still have the whiteboard. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to click again on web tour, put the link again, okay, and hope we get it, because this is an interesting site. It's practically a black background, and it's not showing for me. Is it showing for any of you? It sometimes takes time to load for me when I open it normally, not here in a web tour. And but it's not loading. Vance, what should I do?
Well, I see the web tour says Tag Galaxy, and it's got a little swirling constellation. You can move that web tour. You grab it. Blue bar, and you can move it off to the side, and you can see the whiteboard underneath, which has a Webheads logo on it. This is supposed to be a 5-minute session, but I set the timer for 10, just to, since this is the first time, and we're experimenting with the process, and we have only one, we'll give you plenty of time. And anyway, you can take longer than 10 minutes anyway, it doesn't really matter. But what's your question exactly? What are you having difficulty in doing?
The site is not showing in the in my web tour window. That's the problem. I have it open on in a separate window, but it's not showing here. Is it showing for you?
Yeah, I can see the Tag Galaxy has popular tags. It says I can enter an initial tag. So if I put in Webheads, for example, we'll see what happens. It looks like it's going to try to get some Flickr images. Ah, it's got some. Actually, it's done quite well. It's it told me it wasn't working for Webheads, but all of a sudden I see all these images coming in that show our faces. So it looks like it's working fine here. Did we put that URL in the? I can stick it here. Let me just put it in the text chat. So okay, go ahead, Teresa. You could probably. I'll put the URL in there.
Okay, I can't get it to open here. My web tour is not working. I don't know why. And the idea was exactly to do what you did, to write Webheads in the enter initial, what's it called, initial tag, right? That's what I did yesterday. And I came up with over 2,000 Webhead photos. So it does say to me no related tags. But if you click on that red ball, red sphere, or globe, you will come up, pictures of Webheads will start coming up, and I get 2,856. Can you all hear me at this point? Can you say so in the chat area? Okay, right. So anyway, The first time I saw this was in a blog by Goethe about writing. Now, if you can drag the mouse and it will make the globe twirl, right, go around. And if you go with it up and down, you can see all of the photos, right, it'll go around. And interestingly, if you click on one of the photos, it will enlarge. And sometimes it has a subtitle, let's say, next to the side. So you can keep on looking at pictures of webheads. In this case, as soon as you see a picture enlarged, then you can close it because the X at the top right shows, and you can just see as many pictures as you like and meet some of the people. Right now I'm looking at one by of Erica in World Call, I think, in Japan. Anyway, what I found interesting about this is that you can be talking about any topic and find, by putting in different tags, you can find lots of pictures about it and have your students look at them and discuss them and so on. So, as I say, this was introduced to me by Berta Leiva, and I think it's a cool looking site. And you can even take screenshots of it at certain moments with special pictures or whatever. So this was a very fast speed geek, Vance, and maybe we can have other suggestions as to what to do with this. I'll pass the mic over to you.
Yeah, lovely. This is a really nice tool. I really like it. I think I've seen this before, but I don't really remember pulling stuff up. But I think maybe I've seen a webheads thing before, but I'm spinning it around looking at pictures right now. Does anybody else have any, has anybody else used this or have any neat ideas for it?
I was really amazed at the number of photos that showed when we write webheads. Now, if you click on back, okay, and go back to the click on new tag actually, and if you enter, I'm going to pronounce it my way, WEAOC09, you will come across several pictures, but I think it's in the 200 or something that shows, 54, not even 200, okay? So it's also interesting because we get some images basically of Second Life. Nina, if you click on the sphere, it'll show you over almost 3,000 pictures, webheads pictures. Okay, so don't worry about the no related tags. Just click on the globe and it will work. Okay, it will start showing you 250 photos at a time. Okay, and you can spin the globe, etc. And I think it really looks very nice. And wow, we do have a lot of pictures of the webheads online. I never imagined.
It is interesting, isn't it, Teresa, that it says no related tags for webheads, and how does it, I mean, I just tried a couple of other search tags, and they had related tags, so how does it, I wonder, come to the conclusion that there are or are not related tags?
I have no idea, Michael. This works with Flickr, as far as I know, and it must work with other with search engines and so on, I'm sure, to come up with so many things, because many of our photos are not on Flickr, at least not mine, and some of them show. So I really don't have any idea. I didn't have time to go behind the scenes and try to find out information about this.
I'm guessing. I would have thought that when you put a photograph in Flickr and you tag it, so you might tag it webheads and you might tag it learning English teaching, you could have a whole number of other tags with an image that was also tagged webheads and they would show up as unrelated. So be interesting thing to work out.
This is pretty fascinating. I suppose if you're studying something, you know, some kind of object, you know, then you would, you know, you could put the name of that object and, you know, things would, you know, appear for it. Maybe we could experiment. Maybe somebody can find a really neat, productive tag that seems to pull up a lot of pictures. Sorry, my microphone got covered by another window. Oh, there we go.
The first time I used it, I used this or explored it, was about 2 months ago, and I didn't put any special tag, but I think it was architecture, and it was interesting because you know, I was thinking of Daph and her architecture students, that they can get access to so many different constructions, buildings, etc., and different styles and so on. And you know, if you keep thinking of other things that we can do in class, I guess it's the same.
Some tags that you put in will open up a, oh, I guess this must be related tags. They open up little planets, and you click on the planets. So, I don't know. You can also try typing in your own name and seeing what you can find.
I really like the way it looks. I think it's very nice. The resolution is great. So, you know, it's something that we can use with students, I'm sure, for different purposes.
Okay, well, maybe I will cut the recording. I made about a 15-minute presentation. And this has been Teresa Almeida Ticha, who has been talking to us about Tag Galaxy. I always like to give the date. Today is June 14th, 2009. This is Webheads in Action. We're just meeting in an event we call Speed Geeking. And Teresa has just presented our first Speed Geek. And we're hoping to have a collection of them at some point. So just a little idea we had. To sort of make some short presentations on anything about educational technology. Well, thank you very much, Teresa. We certainly appreciate your sharing that with us. And we hope to get more when we resume in about 6 weeks from now, I suppose, with this kind of event. Any more final comments for Teresa? Okay, well, I'll stop the recording. So thank you again very much.